thank you. So I come from a part of the office that's called the Sustainable Development section, and I think it would be helpful in this context to frame the context we're in now a little bit from the Sustainable Development, the 2030 Agenda perspective. And I know this is something that you've all worked with, some not so much and some quite a lot. And the reason I'm saying this is we had, you know, that the 2030 Agenda was adopted in 2015. We had some good progress, and then we were hit by COVID. So until then, we'd had 3 decades of extreme poverty declining. And I think many were taking this sort of for granted that, you know, we were impatient with the pace of progress in many areas. But there was some progress. It could be uneven, but it was going in the right direction. And then in the, for the first time in a generation, we actually had an increase in extreme poverty. We had, if I look at my notes here, we had an additional 75 to 95 million people who were pushed into extreme poverty only last year. And that was a prediction that we had a year ago. And what this means is that there are a number of different crises that impact very directly on people's lives. So when COVID hit, we were talking about the crisis. I don't think anyone any longer is talking about a crisis. We're talking about crisis in plural. We're talking about the pandemic, we're talking about food, fuel and energy, double-digit inflation, we're talking about a cost of living crisis that means that many people don't even know if they're going to have a meal tonight. And we have all the crises that were also described before, the attack on civic space, the triple planetary crisis, and all of these are coming together in a sort of a mixed bag. So just like we can't address one human right separately, they're all interdependent, we can't do that with the SDGs either. And this is very much about what the rekindling the spirit of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that we are celebrating this year. We need to work on all of these fronts because they are interlinked. So there are 2 dimensions that I think are important for us to step up on in this current context where we can really use human rights. And that relates to 2 things that I would like to touch upon, and I can come back to some of these. It's the importance of human rights in relation to economics and human rights and data and indicators, because they're very important for the SDGs. And I know that I will have others on this panel who will speak a lot more on civic space and on the environment, triple planetary crisis. What I want to say now is I think that it's where we need to work together, national human rights institutions and the UN and many other actors, is the fact that when we talk about the sustainable development of the SDGs, we want and we think that the world needs human rights to be the guardrail for how we navigate these crises. So at a time where we need to invest a lot more in planet and in people, many governments are extremely pushed financially, and they're having to make very, very hard choices. Right now, we have 60% of low-income countries that are or are facing debt distress. We have 143 countries that have announced that they are expecting to do budget cuts on investments in social services, and we know that these type of austerity measures impact very negatively on people, and they impact most on those who are already in the worst position, already in advance. And among those groups, it's particularly women and girls that are the hardest hit by many of these things. So what we want to advocate for is that we together do a lot more to make sure the governments are reminded that they have human rights obligations, that human rights can be their toolbox to actually navigate them out of the crisis. When you have to make difficult choices, you still have an obligation, for example, to invest maximum available resources in the progressive realization of economic, social, and cultural rights. You do need to work with civil society and with a number of different actors in order to deliver on the whole 2030 agenda. It is about SDG 16. And you know SDG 16 very well, because one of the indicators there, 16A1, is whether a country has a national human rights institution. All of these things are really important in delivering on all of these crises and on delivering on the SDGs. And many of you played a very important role during COVID to remind governments to use human rights to navigate the COVID as a crisis, to leverage the recommendation observations that we have from the international and regional human rights mechanisms and your work to really see how this can be a guardrail. So I can come back to some of the specifics, but really what I really want to see is that we work together, because I think also national human rights institutions often play a very important role in bridging between sort of the human rights world. I was working for a long time in Bangkok and working at the regional sustainable development forums. Very often the civil society organizations that are sort of in the development sphere are not necessarily characterizing themselves as human rights organizations, but they're hungry to learn more and to engage in human rights and to use human rights. And then you have the human rights organizations and the human rights world, and it's the same thing at the government side, that don't necessarily connect. But you are best placed, I think, to make this connection. And we are not everywhere, you may not be everywhere, but I think together we can make a real impact. And maybe I leave it at that at this point, and I'm happy to come in on some of the more specifics. Thank you.